Previously, we heard one of a number of discussions having to do with cybersecurity, and particularly in relation to the tremendous growth of Augusta University. I'm going to bring back a conversation now that I had with Monty Philpott. And later today, we're going to take a look at how things are going with regards to Christians, politics, and how Christians are viewed with respect to our politics. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. As many of you know, there is a lot of excitement in the Augusta, Georgia area, and specifically in Augusta, Georgia, and especially when it comes to, among many other things, everything cyber. That's right, cyber and cybersecurity in particular. And we have something coming up very, very soon that is going to be, well, cause for another invitation. And I mean, this is going to be a great invitation. We're going to be telling you about it. And I say we because I'm joined by our guest, yours and mine, Ms. Monty Philpott, who is with Augusta University. And Monty, hello and how are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Truly my pleasure. And I appreciate you joining me. I mentioned that we have a lot of exciting things going on in Augusta. And part of that has to do with the cyber world. And you're a part of that. And Monty, before you begin to give us details about what's happening with cyber in Augusta, tell us more about Monty Philpott, some of the things that have to do with your academic background, some of the things that have caught your attention over the years, and how either they did or did not kind of converge to bring you into this field that you're in right now.
Sure. So I am the Director of Federal Relations for Augusta University. I've been with the university about 6 years in this position. I am a native of Augusta, born and raised. My family's been in the area for several generations. I graduated from the University of Georgia and then lived in Washington, D.C. for a number of years working for the federal government before I eventually landed back in Georgia working with Augusta University. So my background really professionally began working on the House side. I worked in the United States Senate, mainly on legislation and policy, and then circled back to my home state of Georgia, working for a large employer and institution I'm very proud of, Augusta University.
I tell you the truth, I'm very proud of that organization myself. Overall, did you like your experience in D.C.?
Yes, I loved it. You know, people talk about Washington, D.C. and all the interesting things that happen there. And I think as a young person graduated from college going up there, I didn't know anyone and took a chance moving to a big city and ended up loving it. My original plan was to stay for 1 or 2 years, and I stayed for 11 before I came back.
So you really did like it. That's great. And you, like you said, you circled back to your home state, Georgia, the Peach State, came back to your city, the Garden City, and working at a university that is really blowing up, especially since that merger of the two.
Yes. And so for your listeners, if I could offer just a brief overview of the consolidation. I know that it happened several years ago, but some people hear Augusta University and I want to make sure they know who we are. Augusta University is the consolidated name for the Medical College of Georgia and Augusta State University. Several years ago, the state of Georgia began consolidating universities around the state, and ours was very unique because the consolidation occurred between a fully developed undergraduate university and a fully developed graduate university. so when our two schools joined to make Augusta University, we became Georgia's fourth R1 research university. There's only three others in the state, and those are Georgia Tech, Georgia State, and the University of Georgia. So our two schools marrying, creating Augusta University, created a much bigger organization and institution that our students will benefit from as they go from their undergraduate into their graduate programs and as we give those opportunities to both sides.
That is so awesome. And I know that there were some problems with name change. Though kind of hard to please everyone, but we got to the point where we finally settled on the name. And it seems like there is an excitement that is just steadily building.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of things to be excited about. We have a school that we're proud of. We have programs that we've worked out. You know, we have an MD, MBA program. We're working on building out our Cyber Institute. They just announced that the creation of our College of Cyber and Computer Sciences. We're looking at how we can develop and design courses from the undergraduate programs up through the master's and PhD levels. And that's something that we're fortunate to have the opportunity to do because of the consolidation of the two schools. And those students that will now look at those programs knowing that there's continuity offered there, we hope that we pull, and are able to recruit more students who will be interested in the array of programs that we can offer.
And I appreciate the fact that Augusta University is working with other schools in the area as well to help build this so that it becomes something that is as beneficial as possible for the area.
Well, so I think one of the problems that we can see nationally and really globally is there is a lack of cybersecurity experts in the workforce. And I don't quote me on the numbers, but, you know, somewhere in the last year you could see that the lack of workforce ranges somewhere around 200,000 and is predicted to be over 1 million in the next 5 or 6 years. So while we're doing our part to try to create and produce strong employees into the workforce, we know that one school can't offer and can't be the only solution. So it is imperative for us to work with the other academic institutions in and around Augusta and across the state so that we can leverage our expertise and not duplicate but complement the academic programs that we offer and help educate those to the best of their ability and help them get into the workforce where they're so desperately needed.
Monty, you just mentioned something that I had not thought of at all. But as soon as you mentioned it, I thought, wow, that makes so much sense. And that is the avoidance of duplication amongst the institutions, making sure that each one has a different emphasis.
Sure. And in some cases, there may be need to duplicate if the workforce demands are there. But taking a look at academically, you know, what is needed, what already exists, we have some very strong programs and other schools, you know, that we're very proud of in the state of Georgia. You know, Georgia is one of the top 10 most populated states in the country, and we have very strong academic programs here across our state, and we're proud of those. We want to work with them and figure out how to utilize the dollars that we're putting into these programs in the best way possible.
And it's interesting that Forbes indicated that Augusta is on the cusp of possibly being the number one cybersecurity, in fact, the cybersecurity capital of the world. And, of course, Augusta University is playing a role in that. How do you see that playing out over the coming years?
Well, first of all, I loved that article. You know, being a native of Augusta and seeing us compared to London and Silicon Valley and, you know, other cities around the world is so inspiring to me, especially to work on a project like this where we're helping educate students and young people that are going to be the leaders of tomorrow's workforce. And I think that there is a lot of coordination we've seen between, you know, our state government with the governor helping to provide the $60 million for the Georgia Cyber Innovation and Training Center. You know, we've seen a very strong presence from Army Cyber Command down in the community with the incoming command coming to Fort Gordon. You know, there's been a lot of emphasis and attention placed on Augusta with the program that we're building. You know, Augusta University created our Cyber Institute in the past few years, but internally they've put our leadership and Dr. Keel has put a lot of investment both financially and personally time-wise with our staff to help create these programs, to help coordinate with our local and federal governments to understand what the workforce needs are and to get real-time feedback. And I think that's why Augusta ended up on a list like that, because there is such a synergy about what's happening economically, academically, and with the federal government and the state government investment in Augusta, you know, it's really hard to ignore what's happening there.
And so you all have gone, Augusta University has gone from having the institute, as you mentioned, the Cyber Institute, to now also having the College of Cyber and Computer Sciences. And we'll get her response to that in just a moment.